The gospel writers narrate a story about a demon-possessed boy who was brought to Jesus' disciples for deliverance. For some reason, the disciples could not cast out the demon. Mark records the public drama that ensues. The scribes that must have witnessed the incident started an argument so intense that a great crowd gathered around them. The disciples must have clearly been at their wits' end at the unfolding of this incident. No demon had resisted Jesus. A few chapters earlier, in chapter 9 of Mark's Gospel, Jesus had given them power and authority over all demons and to diseases. Their success, it seems, had been resounding. Now this! They were understandably perplexed. It must have been with great relief to the disciples that Jesus arrives in the heat of the argument. Jesus wastes no time. He immediately drives out the demon. The crowd is astonished. The scribes are silenced. In a rare display of public frustration, Jesus publicly berates his disciples. To quote Mark in Mark 9 verse 19, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me." Matthew and Luke capture Jesus using even harsher adjectives in Matthew 17 verse 17 and Luke 9 verse 41. "O faithless and twisted generation, how long am I to be with you and bear with you?" I imagine by this time the disciples are even more perplexed, if not completely humiliated. Firstly, they fail to drive out a demon. Secondly, the scribes make a public spectacle of them. As the final straw, Jesus publicly berates them. I can completely relate to the pain of the disciples at this very moment. I remember when my wife and I had been failing to fall pregnant for 8 years of our marriage. Our prayers seemed to be dissipating into thin air. When some of my relatives made humiliating comments about my wife for not having fallen pregnant, it became clear that we had become the laughingstock even amongst those who were closest to us. Some of our Christian friends suggested we were harboring unconfessed sins. They were probably right about me anyway. I was a broken, self-centered mess who cared little about the teachings of Christ, even though I claimed to be his follower. But I digress.